All right, Rabbi Osei, good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Lamed Aleph. We are picking up on Lamed Aleph. We're picking up three lines down from the top, Itmar. Our shiur this morning is sponsored by Ayala and Sarah Steinberg in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of Ayala's mother. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her Neshama will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. So let's begin. Three lines down from the top, Itmar. So the Gemara raises the following kasha. Itmar, chatzi zayis chutz lizmano, chatzi zayis chutz limkomo. So we'll say this is an interesting case. Let's say a person has kavano to go ahead and eat half a kizayis of the carbon outside of the prescribed time and half a kizayis of the carbon outside of the prescribed area. Chatzi zayis chutz limkomo, or chatzi zayis chutz lizmano. So we'll say so. Again, either way, the point over here is that a person is eating half a kizayis with the intention of doing it chutz lizmano, and half a kizayis with the intention of chutz limkomo. So we'll say so. What's the halacha? So now, I'm sorry, let's say that once more. Chatzi zayis chutz lizmano, chatzi zayis chutz limkomo, v'chatzi zayis chutz lizmano. So also what's happening over here is it warm in here or is it me? Air conditioning on? Is it on? Yeah, just a little bit time. So we'll say, so in this case over here, what we have is three kizasim. So what we're doing over here is three kizasim. What are the three kizasim? One half a zayis chutz lizmano, one half a zayis chutz limkomo, and another half a zayis chutz lizmano. So we'll say effectively what I have over here is as follows. I have a total kizayis that is being consumed with the intention of eating it chutz lizmano outside of the prescribed time. The difference, which makes it pigle. The difference over here is what? The difference over here is that those two half a kizasim of chutz lizmano are interrupted, so to speak, by half a kizayis that's being consumed with the intention of eating it chutz limkomo. So the question of Rabbi Osei is as follows. So let's take a step back. If I go ahead and I eat a kizayis of the carbon to be consumed, ultimately, again, I eat a kizayis to be consumed, I eat a kizayis with the intention to go ahead and I offer up a kizayis with the intention to offer it up chutz lizmano, that makes it pigul. The difference over here is there's half a zayis chutz lizmano, half a zayis chutz limkomo, and half a zayis chutz lizmano. So at the end of the day, I have a kizayis of chutz lizmano, but it's interrupted with a half a kizayis chutz limkomo. So what's the status of that? So Rava Amarava says, Vayikatz kiyashin ha-pigol. So Rava says literally again, the sleeping pigol has been awoken. Right? The idea being that what? That even though, so now I have two half kizasim of chutz lizmano, which ultimately combine to create a kizayis of pigol. Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna says no. Irav machshavas habi. Rav Hamnuna says no. In fact, this is not the case. Rather, again, this is a situation of irav machshavas. Bosa irav machshavas means that you have an interspersing or an interweaving of different machshavas, which makes the carbon puzzle, but will not make it pigul. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Mina amin Allah, from where do I know ultimately, again, that the two half kizaisim could come together and form a kizais of pigul? This nan, because we also listen to this, we learned, kibetza ochal rishon, ukibetza ochal sheni. If you have a kibetza's worth of food that is tameh, like a rishon, right? A rishon lotoma. And then you have a beitza's worth of food that is tameh, like a sheni, which is a lower level of toma. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, and ushebalalon zebaze, and you mixed these two things together. So we'll say, what is the halacha? The halacha is rishon. The halacha is that together they have the status of a rishon lutuma. Chelkon, zesheni v'zesheni. But we'll say, if you divide them up, ultimately what? Then each one has the status of a sheni. Ha chazer v'irvan, but if you went ahead and you recombined them, then what's the halacha? Rishon havi, ultimately again, they once again both together become a rishon. So what you see over here is as follows, that ultimately again, if you have something that mixed together, ultimately again as a rishon, then divided becomes a sheni, and then remixed together becomes a Rishon. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment over here. Rashi says Rishon, Hata'aruvos hazeh toras Rishon olav. So we'll say, if you take the baits of the Rishon and mix it together with the baits of the Sheni, that combination has the status of a Rishon, Rashi says. A Rishon l'tumah, which is a higher level of tumah. Rashi says Rishon, Hata'aruvos hazeh toras Rishon olav. This mixture has the status of a Rishon. La'asos maga'o sheni. Da'ha'ika shi'ura dirishon begaveng li'tein tuma. So says the Gemara. So chazavi ibn Rishon. So the Gemara says, mimai midiktoni seifa. So we'll say, where do we know that if you mix it together, they once again become a Rishon? Because look at the end of that braisa. What does the end of that braisa say? Nafal zebi atzmo v'zeba atzmo al kigar shel truma. The Rabbo say, if each of these things... Rashi says over here, Nafal zeba atzmo v'zeba atzmo, kishenestale karishon, nafal chavera aleha, pasla velotima. So let's listen to this. If each one of these items in their separated state falls on a kikar, falls on a loaf of truma, pasluha, ultimately again they pasal the truma. So we'll say, which now when it says pasal the truma, what that sounds like is each of them by themselves will be treated as a sheni. However, naflu shnehen ka'achos, but lamaisef, both of them combine and fall together on something, then what? Asuha shnia. Then ultimately, again, they will make the loaf of truma into a sheni. So we'll say, the idea being over here is that what? Is that when you have something that was combined and had a status, then you divide it, has a lower status, and then you recombine it, ultimately again, has a heightened status. So the Gemara says, Rava, ultimately again, is going ahead and using this as a right. Remember again, Rava holds that if you have kavana for a half a kizayis of chutz lizmano, half a kizayis of chutz limkomo, and another half a kizayis of chutz lizmano, Rava says those two half kizayisim form together to what? To form a kizayis ultimately of pigul and make the carbon into pigul. Why? Because he says the second kizayis essentially awakens the first kizayis to form a kizayis of pigul. Rava says, where do I know that from? I know that from this case. If you have a beitzah's worth of food, which is a rishon, that combines with a beitzah's worth of food that is a sheni, that combination becomes a rishon. If you separate that combination, that mixture, then they each become a sheni. If you recombine it, then what? It becomes a rishon. So you see that when you have items in their divided state of a lower status and you recombine them, they have a heightened status. So too, if you have a half a kizayis of pigol, or I should say half a kizayis of chutz lizmano, half a kizayis chutz limkomo, another half a kizayis of chutz lizmano, those two half kizayisim of chutz lizmano can what? Could combine together to form a pigol status. Rav Hamnuna will say, Rav Hamnuna Amar, you can't compare the cases, and I'll tell you why. Hasam ika shiura. But say, in the case, ultimately again, in the case that you just mentioned, where you have the kibetza of Rishon and the kibetza of Sheni, Rabosei, the reason why that mixture becomes a Rishon, and even if it's divided, it becomes a Sheni, but once you recombine it, ultimately it becomes a Rishon, that's because there you have a total requisite shear. So we'll say, in that case, what are you dealing with? You're dealing with a complete kibetza, complete beitza, ultimately again, of Rishon food. When you're dealing with a complete shear, that changes everything. Hacha lekashira. Both say, in this particular case over here, you're dealing with a situation where what? You do not have the requisite shear. You're dealing over here with where you have half kizesim ultimately again of, you have half kizesim of, half kizesim of chutz lizmano kavanos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mena Amina. So we'll say, Rav Hamnuna says, where do I know from? So we'll say, again, remember, we're dealing with the machlokes, Rava and Rav Hamnuna, in a very specific case. This is a situation where a person has kavana for a half a kizayis of carbon, half a kizayis of carbon. First half a kizayis, chutz lizmano. Second half a kizayis, chutz limkomo. Third half a kizayis, chutz lizmano. Rava says, the two half kizaisim form together to what? To form a kizayis of pigol, the carbon is pigol, and your chayiv kares if you consume it. Rav Hamnuna says, no, these half kizaisim do not go ahead and form together. Rather, this is irav machshavas. This is no different than any other karbanic process where you have multiple mindsets. What happens when you have multiple disqualifying mindsets? What happens? The karban becomes pasul, but not pigol. So Rav Hamnuna says, Mina minalo, where do I know my position from? Disnan, because we learned, ha'ochel shenitma ba'afatuma. So we'll say, so now listen to this case. This is, if you look at Rashi, it's Rashi hachi garsinon. It's Rashi divrei hamaschil aval hacha, but it's in the middle of the Rashi, the hey gimel, hachi garsinon. See, here's the case. Hachi garsinon, ha'ochel chatzi beitza, shenitma ba'afatuma. We'll say if a person goes ahead and eats a half a kibetza's worth of food that became tameh with an avatuma, v'chatzi beitza acheres shenitma bivlad hatuma, and then another half a kibetza of food that became tameh with avlad hatuma. So also remember again, avatuma is the highest form of tuma, one of the highest forms of tuma. Vlad hatuma is a secondary form of tuma. So we'll say what's the halacha? Mitstarfim ze'im ze'. Ultimately, again, when people say what happens, they go ahead and they go ahead and combine with one another. To ultimately, again, to form the lower level of tuma. Ultimately, again, I should say read that differently. They combine with one another. I will say when they combine, their status is of the lower of the two. So in this case, the combined status of the half a beitza of the avatoma together with the half a beitza of the vlad hatoma formed together a beitza of food that is a vlad hatoma, the lower level of toma. Rashi says, "My lav afagav the hader malye." So all right, so Rose says, "Watch this." So ochel. So this is Rav Hamnuna shita. So this is not ochel shenitma ba'avatoma. We'll say if you have a half a beitza of food. That is tummy the status of an avatuma. Vishenitma. Ha'ocha shenitma ba'avatuma. Vishenitma bevlat hatuma. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Mitstarfim ze'im ze'. Litame bekal shebishneim. So we'll say, this is an important halacha, according to Rav Hamnuna. If you have half a beitza of food that is an avatuma, that combines with a half a beitza of food that is a vlad hatuma, they combine together with one another. Litame bikal shebishneim. And I will say, what happens? They go ahead and they combine together to form a beitza's worth of food. But what's the status of that beitza? It is the lower of the two tumas. So in this case, it would be a vlad hatuma. My lav. Afagav, the hader malye, Nebo say, is that not true that they are considered to be a lower form of tumah, even if what? Even if you separate them and subsequently recombine them. So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that when you have multiple items, right? Multiple items that have their own individual statuses. And what happens? You combine them. The collective group only takes on the status of what? Of the lowest level of the, I should say, they only take on the status of, it takes on the lowest common denominator, we'll call it. So therefore, Rav Hamnuna says in this case as well, when you have a half a kizayis of chutz lizmano, half a kizayis of chutz limkomo, another half a kizayis of what? Chutz lizmano. Even though, again, you have two kizayisim of chutz lizmano, the combined mixture only takes on the lowest common denominator, which in this case will be what? Chutz limkomo, which only makes the carbon pasul, but not pigol. Therefore, Rav Hamnuna says, "My lav afagav the hader malye." To which the Gemara says, "Maybe not. Dilma de lo hader malye. Maybe not. Maybe at the end of the day, we're talking about a case where you're not recombining these mixtures. Because you're not recombining these mixtures, that's why ultimately, again, the individual parts only take on the lowest common denominator." Okay. Kisrael said the point that Gemara is making over here is that there's lav dafka rai to Rav Hamnuna's position. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar. So we'll say when Rav Dimi came along, he said as follows. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, chatzi zayis chutz limkomo. We'll say listen to this case. Rav Dimi now is introducing a different case. Remember, the machlokes of Rava and Rav Hamnuna is a half a kizayis chutz lizmano, half a kizayis chutz limkomo, half a kizayis chutz lizmano. So Rava says, essentially, the two half kizayisim of chutz lizmano combine and make the carbon what?
Pigel.
Rav Hamnuna says they do not combine, rather it's Irav Machshavas, you have multiple disqualifying mindsets, which makes the carbon puzzle, but not pigel. Kias Rav Dimi Amar, so also when Rav Dimi came along, he said, Chatzi Zayis Chutz Limkomo, V'chatzi Zayis Chutz Lizmano, V'chatzi Zayis Chutz Lizmano, so we'll say, Rav Dimi came along and said, what happens if you have a half a kizayis chutz limkomo, half a kizayis chutz lizmano, and half a kizayis chutz lizmano? So we'll say, see what's different in this case? In this case, you have two half kizayisim, but what? They're right next to each other. So it's half a kizayis chutz limkomo, then half a kizayis chutz lizmano, half a kizayis chutz lizmano. So we'll say, as opposed to in the first case, where the two half kizayisim chutz lizmano are separated in the middle by what? A half a kizayis chutz limkomo. Here, they are right next to each other. So what ultimately, again, is the status of this particular carbon? So Tani Bar Kafra, pigel. So Bar Kafra says, this seems to be a paradigmatic case, well, not a paradigmatic case, but this seems to be a case of pigel. Why? Because ein chatzizayis moel b'makom kizayis. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi Osai, the fact that you had kavana for a half a kizayis ultimately again of chutz limkomo in the beginning does not take away from the fact that you had kavana for two half kizayisim of chutz limkomo right next to each other. Therefore, effectively, you have a kizayis of chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano, excuse me, which will make the carbon pigel. Ki also Ravin Amar, when Ravin came along, he said, chatzizayis chutz lizmano, v'chatzizayis chutz lizmano, v'chatzizayis chutz limkomo. We'll say, what about the following case? I have kavana for half a kizayis chutz lizmano, half a kizayis chutz lizmano, and then half a kizayis chutz limkomo. So we'll say, this is just the reverse of the previous case. In the previous case, the half a kizayis chutz limkomo was first, and the two half kizayisim of chutz lizmano were second. Here, the two half kizayisim of chutz lizmano are first, and the half a kizayis of chutz limkomo is last. Tani bar kafra, pigel. So bar kafra will say, it seems to be the same thing. This case will also be pigel. Why? Ein chatzizayis moel b'makom kizayis. Because it will say, a half a kizayis, ultimately again, a half a kizayis will not do anything by the case of kizayis. So we'll say, what you seem to be seeing over here is as follows. The machlokes Rava and Rav Hamnuna really only comes about to say which kind of case. Which kind of case? Where the two half kizayisim of chutz lizmano were interrupted by a half a kizayis chutz limkomo. That's the machlokes case. But where the two half kizayisim of chutz lizmano are next to each other, then whether or not, again, they come before the half a kizayis of chutz limkomo or after the half kizayis of chutz limkomo doesn't seem to matter all that much. It seems to be everyone will agree that the two half kizayisim ultimately, again, will combine with each other to form a kizayis of pigel. Ravashi Masni Hochi. Ravashi, I will say, had the following gear. So he said as follows. Chatzi zayis chutz lizmano. We'll say, if you have a half a kizayis ultimately, again, chutz lizmano. Ukizayis chatziyav chutz limkomo. So we'll say, Ravashi has the following. If you have half a kizayis outside of the prescribed time, chutz lizmano, and kizayis, and then I will say, watch this, then you have one whole kizayis, chatziyav chutz limkomo, v'chatziyav chutz lizmano. I will say, hear this interesting case. Right? So in this case over here, Rav Ashi has as follows. I have a half a kizayis chutz lizmano, okay? Then I have in mind for a kizayis. But in that kizayis, my kavana is what Rabbi Osai, chatziyav chutz limkomo, and chatziyav chutz lizmano. So I'll say, in that whole kizayis, I now have two kavanas for the half kizayisim. One chutz limkomo, and one chutz lizmano. So we'll say, what's the status over here? It's actually very interesting cases. Tani bar kafra says pigel. This is still a case of pigol. Why? Ein chatzi zayis moil b'makom kizay. So we'll say Rav Bar Kafra still seems to say. Bottom line, about say what we look is at the end of the day. Do you have a kizayis of pigol or not? If you have a kizayis of pigol, I will say, then lemaisa, the carbon will be pigol. The fact that you're subdividing the half a kizayisim like this, according to Bar Kafra, doesn't seem to make all that much of a difference. Rabbi Yanai says as follows. So listen to this interesting case. Chishev sheochlu kilavim lemachar. But say, what happens if when a person is shechting the carbon or doing any of the avodas, he has in mind that he's going to feed the carbon to his dogs tomorrow. So he's going to feed the carbon to his dogs tomorrow. Suppose say, what's happening over here? This is a machshavas pigol, but it's not. I don't have in mind to consume it. I have in mind that I'm going to give it to my animal. So the shayla that I will say is, does such a machshava ultimately constitute a machshavas pigol or not? To which the Gemara answers, pigol. In fact, this is pigol. Why is it pigol? I will say, dichsiv ve'es izevel yochlu akilavim v'chilek Yisrael. Because I will say, ultimately, again, the Navi, when foreshadowing the punishment of Izevel, the wife of Achav says that she is going to be eaten by the dogs in the Yisrael Valley. So we'll say, interestingly enough, what does that mean? So you see from here that what? You see from here that halacha lemaisa, consumption by dogs is called achila. So we'll say, what the Gemara is saying is as follows, something quite interesting. The prohibition of pigol is that a carbon is not permitted to be consumed outside of its prescribed time. I should say differently. The prohibition of pigol is that a person can't have kavana to consume the carbon outside of the prescribed time. What Rabbi Yana is now coming along and saying is as follows, that any bona fide form of consumption, so ultimately, again, can result in the prohibition of pigol. What Rabbi Yana is now introducing to us is as follows, that consumption by dogs is also called consumption. How do I know that? Because the Navi uses the Lashon of Achila by dogs. Therefore, if one has in mind when doing any one of the Avodas that I'm going to have the carbon consumed by my dogs outside of the prescribed time, good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld, outside of the prescribed time, then Aloch Lamaisa, that constitutes a pigol prohibition. Incredible. Maskef Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami says as follows, but 1 second. Ela me'ato, using this logic, chishev shetochlu eish lemachar. So we'll say, what happens if a person has in mind that, you know what? I'm going to have my carbon consumed by fire. I'm going to burn my carbon outside of the prescribed time. Dichsin na'bosai na, by eish, by fire, the Torah also uses the lashon of achila. Tochlu eish lo nupach, lo nupach. So we'll say, pasuk in Iyov. Hachanami de pigol. So we'll say, if a person has in mind that I'm going to go ahead and burn my carbon outside of the prescribed time, so you're going to tell me that's going to be pigol. So after all, we'll say, the Torah uses the lashon of, the Navi uses the lashon of achila. But so we'll say, well, the Gemara's question is as follows. So, Rabbi Yana, you're trying to tell me now that any time the Torah, there's an issue, or I should say, there's a prohibition to consume, to have a machshava, to consume the carbon outside of the prescribed time. Now what you're telling me is any time the Torah uses, or when, say, Tanakh uses, the Lashon of Achila, so ultimately, again, that could result in pigol. Therefore, if I have in mind to feed my carbon to my dogs outside of the prescribed time, that could result in pigol. Well, using that logic, if I have in mind to go ahead and burn the carbon outside of the prescribed time, that should also result in pigol. Why? Because the Navi uses the Lashon of Achila by Eish as well. To which the Gemara says, V'chitei mahachinami, maybe you'll say, yes, indeed, that is true. If you indeed have in mind to burn the carbon outside of the prescribed time, then halacha lemaisa, that could result in pigol as well. Well, that's not true. V'hatnan, le'chol kichati zayis, u'lahakdir kichati zayis kasher, shein achila v'haktara mitzdarfin. But we'll say, what did we learn in the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah that you have kavana to go ahead and consume a half a kizayis outside of the prescribed time, and you have kavana to burn half a kizayis outside of the prescribed time. That's what Rabbi Osai. Those two half kizayis do not combine to form a pigol prohibition. it's puzzle, it combines ultimately again to form a psul, but not pigol, to which the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara says, she'ein achilo vaktara mitztarfin, because achilo, consumption, and burning do not combine. So I'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that even though the Navi uses the lashon of achilo, ultimately again by burning, that does not constitute a pigol prohibition. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Ida'afka b'lashon achilo hachinami. So we'll say the truth is, if you go ahead and you use the lashon of achila by burning, then einachinami, that could result in a pigol prohibition. I was about to say, it's all about how you phrase it. If you go ahead and you say you have in mind that the fires are going to eat your carbon after the prescribed time, you use lashon achila, then einachinami, that could result in a prohibition of pigol. What's happening over here? Say idafka b'lashon achila hachinami. Hachamai askin, I will say, what's the case of the Mishnah? Da'afka b'lashon haktara. But Rabbi say, ultimately, again, a person uses a lashon of burning. The lashon achila luchud, the lashon haktar luchud. So this is actually a very fascinating halacha. The Gemara seems to be telling me as follows. Everything depends on the verbiage I use. If I refer to fire as burning, then ultimately, again, it cannot create a pigol prohibition. But if I refer to the fire as what? As consumption, as achila, then in fact it can result ultimately in a pigol prohibition. By Ravashi. So interestingly enough, by the way, Rabbi Yannai's original assertion does hold true, which is that if a person has in mind that his dogs are going to go ahead and consume the carbon after the prescribed time, that einachinami, that can result in the pigol prohibition. Okay, so by Rav Ashi, chishev leachol kizayis b'shnei b'nei adam bahu. Was it an interesting case? Let's say when doing one of the avodas, I have in mind that a kizayis of this carbon is going to be consumed by two people outside of the prescribed time, after the prescribed time. So I have in mind that I'm going to go ahead and give a kizayis of the sacrificial meat to be consumed by two people in 3 days from now. So we'll say, so the shaila is what? Does that create pigol or not? So mahu, basar machshava azlinon di'ika shiura, O basar ochlin azlinon v'leka shiura. So we'll say, do we go basar the machshava? And the machshava is what? That a kizayis of this carbon is going to be consumed outside of the prescribed time. That makes it, Rabosai, pigol. Or do we go basar achila? And basar achila, Rabosai, is that what? Each person is only going to be consuming what? A half a kizayis. Now, a half a kizayis is not pigol. Only kizayis. Because Rabosai, it's an interesting shayla. So do we look at the machshava? And my machshava is ultimately, again, that a kizayis of carbon is going to be eaten outside of the prescribed time. That's pigol. Or do we look at the parties involved? And it's going to be consumed by two people, each of which is only going to consume a half a kizayis, which is not the shira of pigol. So Amar Abaye says Tashma. So let's analyze this. Lechol kechatzi zayis ulahakdir kechatzi zayis kasher. So what's remembering here? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if I go ahead about saying I have in mind that half a kizayis is going to be eaten outside of the prescribed time, and half a kizayis is going to be burned. So we'll say, what's that? Lechol kasher. She'ein achila v'aktar mitzafer. I'll say, when we say kasher means that ultimately, again, the carbon doesn't become pigol. Why not? Because achila and haktara, consumption and burning, do not form together to form a prohibited kizayis. So we'll say, amud beis, ha, what can you infer from here? Ha, le'echol v'le'echol, dumya de'le'echol v'hakdir. I will say, but what do you see from here? You see from here that if you have a case of achila and achila, which can be comparable to a case of achila and haktara, ultimately, again, would be prohibited. We'll say, what's that case? V'hechi dami, b'shnei b'nei adam. We'll say, ultimately, again, I could say it's the case of two people. Look at Rashi. Ha lecho v'lecho, l'shnayim, dumya de lecho u'lahaktir, she'in zayshan. So we'll say, see, the reason why the case of achila and haktara don't combine is why? Because they're two different processes. But I will say, when you have two similar processes, you see from here that what? They can combine. What's the case of two similar processes which can combine? One kizayis to two people. That I will say, if I have kavana, ultimately, again, that a kizayis of the carbon is going to be consumed outside of the prescribed time. But it's going to be eaten by two people. So each person is going to eat half a kizayis. Ultimately, again, what Rabbi say, the armit starif. Shmamina, indeed, this is the case. So we'll say, so aloch lemaisa, that is indeed the case, that if I have kavana for one kezayis of sacrificial meat to be consumed by two people outside of the prescribed time, even though what? Each of them, in essence, is going to only consume half a kezayis. We go basra machshava, we go after what my intent was. My intent is that a kezayis of sacrificial meat is going to be consumed after the prescribed time, and therefore aloch lemaisa, the carbon becomes pigel. Incredible. Next case. Vay Rava. Chishev le'echol kizayis b'yaser mechde achilas pras mahu. Bo said this is another fascinating case. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam shakol mi'evit baruch. Bo said, what's this case over here? This case is, I have in mind that a kizayis of karbon is going to be consumed. Yes, to make the achilas pras. I must understand. It's a very important halacha. Look at Rashi for just a moment. But yes, to make the achilas pras. Second line down from the top. Lahashos bein tchilas achilaso l'sofa. Yes, to make the achilas pras. Dilugabi kol isur mshabatora kaimalon to lahavi achila hachamai. So listen to this case. Under normal circumstances, they're both saying when you eat something, if you eat something over a prolonged period of time, in order for that eating to constitute one cohesive act of consumption, the act of consumption has to occur within some time frame. That time frame is what we call kedei achilas pras, which literally means the time it takes to what? Pras means a half. The time that it takes to eat half a loaf. Time that it takes to eat half a loaf. So we'll say, so the Gemara says, so, how long is that shear? So it says, that's a major machlokas, a poskim. That's ultimately, again, anywhere from between 2 minutes to 9 minutes, even some shittos, 18 minutes. Okay, whatever the amount of time frame is, it doesn't make a difference. The point of Rabbi Bosei is as follows. What happens if when going ahead and having the kavana for pigul, I have in mind that I'm going to consume that kizayis of sacrificial meat in 3 days from now, but I'm going to take my time eating it. I'm going to take a half hour to eat it. So let's say, Rabbi Bosei, that is clearly as... So say, Jabali, just so you understand how this works. So the way it works, Rabbi Bosei, is as follows. If I go ahead and I eat a kezayis of chazer, but I eat it over an hour and a half, so Rabbi Bosei, I don't get malchus for that. Why? Because Rabbi Bosei, such a prolonged act of eating is not considered to be one cohesive act of consumption. Because of that, I'm not held liable. So Rabbi Bosei, so the shaila over here is, I have in mind to eat the kezayis of pigul, I have in mind to eat the kezayis of sacrificial meat, but I have in mind to eat it longer than the shear of achilas pras. So Rabbi Bosei, so the shaila is the carbon pigul or not? Mau. Achilas gavo amida min alei. Do we say, Rabbi Bosei, that sacrificial consumption is no different than any other consumption, and if you do it outside of the time of achilas pras, you're not chayiv. Oh, lachilas, excuse me, mau lachilas gavo amidam. I'm sorry. Do we say, Rabbi Bosei, that at the end of the day, so karbanos are in a different category of their own, just like Rabbi Bosei, when it comes to burning karbanos on the mizbeach. There's no amount of time that it has to be consumed by the fire. Right? In other words, however long it takes to burn 5 minutes or 25 minutes. It doesn't make a difference. So too, again, even if he has in mind to eat it outside of the shir of kedei achilas pras, it's still going to be pigul. Oh, la'achilos hadyom medamin alei. Or do we compare karbanic consumption to ordinary consumption? Just like ordinary consumption is only considered to be a bona fide act of consumption if it happens, so too carbonic consumption is also only going to be prohibited if what? If it happens bichdei achilas pras. But say, look at Rashi just a moment. Lachilas gavoa midamin alei daha iskish le'in machshav achilas gavoa va'afkilas under bahadi adadi va'achilas gavoa af bios mechdei achilas pras. So say, you see, again, when it comes to carbonic consumption, let's say on the altar, so on the Mizbeach, say, it could take the carbon 25 minutes or it could take the carbon 2 minutes to go ahead and be consumed with the fire. So Rabbi, Toshma, Rabbi says, let's analyze this. Lechol kezayis, lechol kechatz izayis, kosher. If a person has in mind to go ahead and eat the half a kezayis, and to burn half a kizayis, it was like kosher, which means, this is the Mishnah, those two half kizayis do not combine with each other to form a pigol prohibition. Because consumption and burning a carbon do not combine. Time of the lecho, lahakdir, so the reason they don't combine is because one is achila, one is burning. Halecho v'lecho mitzareif, but I will say if you were to have a case of achila and achila, comparable to a case of achila and haktara, it would work. So the Gemara says, ay, v'ha haktara, b'yosu mechti achilas prasu. So also remember again, the Gemara is suggesting if you find the case that is achila and achila, but similar to achila v'haktara, can work. And I will say, by definition, haktara, anytime you're burning a carbon, I will say, that could always take longer than kedi achilas pras. So you see from here that's what? That even if you have in mind to go ahead and eat the carbon longer than the time that it takes to eat kedi achilas pras, that ultimately it could still result in a pigo prohibition, to which the Gemara says, maybe not. Dilma behesek godol. We'll say ultimately, again, maybe not, because maybe at the end of the day, you could be dealing with a very large fire. If it's a very large fire on the Mizbeach, then what? Then ultimately, again, it could incinerate the carbon immediately, even less than Kedei Achilas Pras. So we'll say the Gemara doesn't seem to resolve this. The Gemara seems to leave this question unanswered, that Allah l'maisa, if a person had kavana to eat a kezayis of pigol, but yeser mechdei achilas pras, does that count as pigol or not? The Gemara leaves it unresolved. Next, lechol kechatzi zayis olahakti kechatzi zayis kasha. So we'll say, quoting the case from the Mishnah, person has in mind to eat a half a kezayis and to burn half a kezayis outside of the prescribed time, kosher, or is it does not create a pigol prohibition. So time of the lechol olahaktir, the reason is because you have in mind for half a kezayis to eat it, half a kezayis to burn it. Ha lechol v'lechol, darvashin darko lechol mitztarif. But we'll say, interestingly enough, if you were to have kavana for achila, even if it was for something that is not normally consumed, we actually spoke about this earlier, halacha l'maaseh said that would be mitztarif, those would combine, and you could have a pigol prohibition, to which the Gemara says, hakatani reisha. But one second, what about the beginning of the Mishnah that said, le'achol es shedarko le'achol, so mitztarif es shedarko le'achol in, she'in darko lo. We'll say, but from the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounds like, the only time you could have an issue of pigol is saying when we're talking about things that are normally consumed. But if something is not normally consumed, then halacha l'maaseh, it's not mitztarif to create a shear of prohibition. Rabbi Yirmiyah Haman, you will say, whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Eliezer, Dara mechashven me'achilas adam la'achilas mizbeach, u'ma'achilas mizbeach la'achilas adam. You will say, this is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who we've learned already a number of times, who says, the Rebbe said, we make a linkage between what we'll call carbonic consumption and human consumption. That ultimately, again, whether something is consumed by people or consumed by the altar, we allow those items to be mitztarif. We allow those items ultimately to be combined. In other words, according to Eliezer, the umbrella of consumption covers all forms of consumption, be it human consumption or altar consumption. This none, because also we learned in the Mishnah, hashochet es hazevach, if one shechted a carbon, le'echol davar shein darko le'echol, u'lahakdir davar shein darko lahakdir kosher. So the Mishnah said as follows, if a person goes ahead and shechts a carbon, and they have in mind to eat something that is not normally consumable, or to burn something that is not normally burned, and let's say they have an erroneous mindset by one of these items, so we'll say, so the Rabbanon say, kosher, it doesn't invalidate a carbon. We'll say, the Rabbanon are of the opinion that, let's say, for example, you have in mind to eat something outside of the prescribed time that is not normally eaten, it's normally burned, or you have in mind to burn something outside of the prescribed time that is not normally burned, the Rabbanon say, such a machshava does not create a pigol prohibition. The only time you can create pigol is when you have in mind to eat something illegally that is normally consumed, or you have in mind to burn something illegally that is normally burned. Rabbi Eliezer posto, and Rabbi Eliezer says that's still the carbon of the apostle, because Rabbi Eliezer says, anything that, when we say eaten, that refers to anything that's eaten by a person or eaten by the Mizbeah. When we say, so we'll say, so therefore, again, Rabbi Eliezer says, consumption is anything that is either consumed by people or consumed by the Mizbeach. Therefore, if you have a disqualifying thought, a pigol thought, by anything, either that's consumed by a person or by the Mizbeach, that invalidates the carbon. Abaye, Amar Abaye says, Afilu timur rabbanon. Abaye says, Rabbi, the truth is, it can even reflect the view of the rabbanon. How so? V'lo tima ha lechol davar shein darko lechol. We'll say, don't say over here that this ultimately again refers to eating a half a kizayis of something that is not normally consumed. Ela ima ha lechol. See that the Rabban Abbas are referring to what? Something that is normally consumed. If that's the case, or half a kizayis is normally consumed. If that's the case, my kamash, and Abbas, so if we're talking about over here, of eating two half kizayis of something that is normally consumed, and the Gemara is telling me that it's mitzarif, what's the chiddush? My kamash malon, eat davar, listen to this, eat davar shedarko lechol kamash malon mireisha. So I'll say, if it's something that is normally consumed, then ultimately, again, we can learn this from the Reisha. Shema mina kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'machar pasal. Then I will say that what? If a person has in mind a half a kizayis ultimately, again, to be eaten outside of the prescribed area, and another half a kizayis to be eaten outside of the prescribed time, that ultimately, again, the carbon will be pasal. Ha kechatzi zayis l'machar pigol. Elo ilecho ulahaktir midukya d'Reisha shema mina. Rather, I will say, ultimately, again, if you want to tell me that it's a case of where he has in mind for a half a kizayis to eat and a half a kizayis to burn, ultimately, again, I could learn that out from a diuk in the Reisha. Le'echol davar shedarko le'echol in, shein darko le'echol lo. We'll say, what's the diuk I would make? That I'm only chayiv for what? If I have kavanah for something, for achila, right? Something that is normally consumed, yes, but something that is not normally consumed, I would not be chayiv. So one second. Hashto uma le'echol v'le'echol davar she'in darko le'echol mitzareif. So we'll say, if I have in mind for something, le'echol, le'echol, we'll say, if I have in mind to eat two things, and even if what? But if one of them is not normally consumed, then what, Rabbi Osai? Those things, two things are not mitzareif. Le'chol haktimi bai. So we'll say, if I have in mind to eat something, if I have an erroneous mind, so if we're saying that's normally consumed, together with saying that's not normally consumed, and those two things are not mitzareif, then what, Rabbi Osai? Le'chol haktimi bai. So we'll say that it goes without saying that what? To have kavana for a half a kizayis or something that's normally consumed, and another half a kizayis, something that's normally burned, that those two things aren't mitzareif, that's obviously supposed to. In other words, that if I can't be mitzareif two things that I can eat, when one of them is not normally consumed, they don't form a kizayis of prohibition, then certainly, again, when I have a half a kizayis, something that's consumed, together with a half a kizayis, something that's normally burned, of course, those things won't be mitzareif either. To which the Gemara says, no. So I'll tell you why. To tell me the case, I will say the half a kizayis is something that's consumed, together with the half a kizayis is something that's burned. I might have thought, I will say that those two things can form a kizayis of prohibition. I'll tell you why. Sakadai tchamina, so I would have thought as follows. Hasam hu delav ki arche kamechashev. See, Rabbi Osai, I might have thought Rabbi Osai in the following. In a case where you have a half a kizayis or something that is normally eaten, together with a half a kizayis or something that's not normally eaten. So I understand why what? Those two half kizayisim can't combine to form a kizayis of Issa. Why not, Rabbi Osai? Because if something is not normally consumed, it cannot form together, it cannot combine together with a half a kizayis something that is normally consumed to form a kizayis of Issa. However, Aval Halka Rabbi Osai, watch this. But if I have a half a kizayis of a food item, which is normally consumed, and a half a kizayis of a karbanic item, which is normally consumed on the Mizbeach, I might have thought that what? I might have thought those should combine. Why? De Bahai ki orche, o Bahai ki orche, ema litzdarif. See, Rabbi Osai, I might have thought that those two items can combine. Why? Because they're both being consumed, albeit what? In different ways. One is consumed by a human being, one is consumed ultimately by sacrificial fires, but lemaisa, again, the common denominator is they're both subject to consumption albeit different forms of consumption. One human consumption, one altar consumption, but I might have thought that Lamaisa half a kezayis of each of those can combine to form a kezayis of prohibition. Kamash malon, no. Therefore, Abbasai, the Gemara teaches us that this indeed is not the case. And therefore, again, Abbasai, if a person had kavana for a half a kezayis of food that is normally consumed by a person. A person had a machshavas pigel by half a kezayis of carbonic food that is normally consumed by a person, another half a kezayis of carbonic food that is consumed by the mizbeach, those two half kezayisim do not combine to form a kezayis of pigel and make the person liable to a pigel machshava, even though, again, they are both consumed, because they are not consumed. So, Rabosai, bottom line, what it comes down to is, half kezayisim only combine, if they are consumed in the same way, in other words, by human beings, then ultimately, again, they could combine to form a kezayis of pigel. Otherwise, they do not go ahead and combine to create the pigel prohibition. Hadron Allah kalazvachim shekiblu daman. Stop over here. I'm going to begin tomorrow with the new parak.